And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino. He is Roman Oben. And hey, the Giants won a game last week against the Minnesota Vikings to get off that six-game skid. And exactly what is the value in the win, Roman, besides one in the standings?
Well, I think it's just the confidence and the level of enthusiasm, like Coach Coughlin alluded to. All the things that you were working on that you weren't able to do well, you finally got it done. I mean, they had Kansas City on the ropes on the road, couldn't finish in the second half. That Chicago game, even that Carolina game, I mean, those were games that were all winnable, but they finally found a way to do it because now you've got to go on the road in a division and have the confidence to think you can go and actually get that victory.
All right, so the Giants are feeling a little bit better about themselves, and, you know, it's time for our Geico 15-second recap, and we could tell you that if you could take 15 seconds, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance by visiting geico.com. And one guy who's not feeling so good, Roman, is center David Boss. He's now out for the season on IR.
Yeah, David Boss, he's really been a warrior since they brought him here. You know, multiple surgeries, whether it's knee, neck, a lot of different things, and he just, you know, probably best for his the future of his physicality that he just doesn't play the rest of the year. So they're still going to have to fill that roster spot pretty quickly.
Now, over the last several weeks, Jim Cordell's actually done a, I'd say, better than satisfactory job stepping in. You heard Tom Coughlin talking about him during his press briefing. Now, let's look at the injury report, Roman. And there are a couple of guys of concern who will not be working today.
Yeah, and more specifically, you know, I'm looking at Brandon Jacobs, who had the hamstring that couldn't play Monday night. 11 days after that great game against Chicago, you hope that he can come back and give something this week. And then Sean Rogers, a very integral part about that interior push for that run defense. He had a great game on Monday night with that knee injury. You know, he's a 13-year veteran, maybe taking some time off, but he's going to be needed on the road against Philly as well.
All right, now one thing the Giants really needed to do was clean up their turnovers. They did so against Minnesota. Eli Manning did not throw any interceptions for the first time this season. And, Roman, that was a big key to them winning the game.
It was, and I think any winning formula in football involves no turnovers. You have a higher chance to win. But the Giants defensively, you know, just really did an excellent job. The on-troll roll one-handed interception was tremendous. And then you even some special teams, you know, which led to a touchdown as well. So when you can create turnovers, it's happened to the Giants a few times this year, but when you can create turnovers, take the ball away, that puts your position, your team in such a high percentage of winning.
All right, still the Giants are minus 14 in their turnover ratio. Not a good number. It's last in the NFL. Hey, a newcomer did a nice job against Minnesota. Peyton Hillis, a veteran NFL running back, stepped in, and I tell you what, he did a very, very admirable job.
Yeah, he had a touchdown. He had some tough yards running the ball. I mean, coming in, you know, catching the ball, it did well, you know, run and pass. Peyton Hillis just really showed a toughness that was missing. I mean, that willing himself into the end zone, it was a third down play. We just kept fighting, the way he was attacking the edge, you know, running over defenders. I mean, that's Giants football, and that's the physicality that, you know, talked to Brandon Jacobs last week that Peyton Hillis was going to bring to the table.
Hillis, after only being here for a couple of days at the facility, wound up playing in 65% of the Giants' offensive snaps. Now, one other guy in offense who didn't do so well, Hakeem Nicks. You could have put him down for as many as three drops in the game. Roman, he's got 27 catches this year without a touchdown. I sense some frustration. What do you see?
I think you would have to be frustrated if you're Hakeem Nicks. And obviously the expectations of him, you know, as the number one receiver in this offense, I mean, he's expected to catch some of those passes, some of those slants, you know, some of the deep balls, some of the balls that were dropped that could have gone for touchdowns. But he's a warrior. He works extremely hard, and he's going to be needed for the Giants to salvage this season. And he's definitely going to be needed on the road against Philly. So I know that Hakeem Nicks has a lot of pride. And he's working hard to correct these drop issues.
One thing the Giants don't have to correct is their run defense. Over the last month, they have been stellar against some of the best in the league. Adrian Peterson had only 28 yards on 13 carries.
Well, if you're a Vikings person, you're saying, why only give him 13 carries? Because of Adrian Peterson. But again, look at what they were doing when he did carry the ball. I mean, that run, those inside gaps between the guards, you know what Justin Tuck did, Sean Rogers. Even linebacker Michael Beeson, we'll talk about him as well. I mean, the run defense was really, really solid against one of the better, if not the best running back in the NFL.
And, you know, over that time period, the Giants have allowed lead running backs for the other team only 2.9 yards per carry. But I also want to add something else about this defense, Roman. The Giants had 13 quarterback hits on Josh Freeman. He has a concussion. And I tell you, that's about as good as this pass rush has looked all season.
Yeah, and where it hasn't resulted in the multiple sack games that we've seen, from the Giants, it has put pressure on the quarterback. Now, you want everyone to be healthy and be safe. You know, Josh Freeman has a concussion, but you saw a physicality that had been lacking in a lot of these games prior where they weren't making these quarterbacks comfortable. I mean, Josh Freeman was scrambling, you know, left and right all around the field, overthrowing receivers because he just couldn't get his feet set and get comfortable. And that was all attested to the Giants, the way they played up front.
Okay, Roman, let's go to our Twitter question of the day. It comes from Joey Cush. He says, what's the realistic chance that this Giants team can make a run at the playoffs? They are 1-6.
Well, it's about winning one game, and you can't think about the playoffs at all. You got to think about beating Philly, going into the bye week with some confidence now to come back and beat the Raiders coming back. That's all you have to think about.
All right, speaking of those Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday, we're going to delve into what Chip Kelly has in store for the Giants when we come back after this on MSG.
I said Michael.
And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. And, you know, when you talk about the Eagles, you got to start talking about Michael Vick. Now, he's missed the last 2.5 games. Remember, he got hurt, pulled his hamstring near the first half of that Giants game a few weeks ago, but they are expecting him to start this week, Roman. And quite frankly, he hurt the Giants with his legs in that game, had over 70 yards rushing.
Yeah, and Michael Vick's averaging over 9 yards a carry. So every time he tucks and runs the ball, I mean, there's a high chance he's going to get a first down. But everyone knows, you know, what Michael Vick does athletically, you know, running and passing. I mean, he's really a threat to run, pass, or, you know, hand the ball off anytime he's behind the center. So everyone's got to look out for Michael Vick this week.
Think about him throwing the ball. He's only completing 53% of his passes, which is one of the lowest numbers in the NFL. But as I said, he is so dangerous with his legs. Now, when he does throw it, there's that guy, DeSean Jackson, who has been a thorn in the Giants' side, it seems like, forever. Earlier this year, 9 catches, 170-plus yards with a touchdown, and he makes all the plays.
Yeah, one thing DeSean Jackson has is he's got that rare ability because he's not a big guy. He's 5'10", about 170 pounds. He's a great route runner, and he's got the speed to get behind defenders. So, you know, he can cut on the dime. And obviously in the return game, everyone knows what he's done against the Giants in returns. But DeSean Jackson is a guy that you just have to have your best, you know, cover guy on that guy.
Yeah, in fact, he worked against McBride in the first half of that game. Then the Giants made a switch. Remember, Corey Webster was out.
Right.
And so Prince Amukamara kind of tried to handle him in the second half, did a much better job. Now, Zach Ertz at tight end has been a key guy for the Eagles this year. I believe he's got 9 first downs in 13 catches. Roman, it's clear that they're looking for him in the clutch.
Yeah, and he plays that role that Celek played, you know, in the seams, you know, just getting downfield, and he's really had the hot hand. So, I mean, Zach Ertz, you know, between that safety linebacker level, you know, we've got, you know, John Beason, you know, in that middle linebacker, in between him and safety, I mean, that's where he's going to be dangerous. So that's an area of the field that the Giants defensively need to pay attention to.
Now, the other guy they got to pay attention to is Shady McCoy. Now, when you look at his numbers, he's leading the league in rushing, leading the league in yards from scrimmage, leading the league in yards after catch when he catches the football. But in game number one this year against Philadelphia, the Giants held him to under 50 yards rushing and under 50 yards passing. So what is it that they did well, and what do they have to do this time?
I think in that first game, the Giants defensively said, you know, we're not going to let number 25 beat us. We're not going to let McCoy beat us. We're going to stay in front of him. We're going to be sound defensively, because any play, he's guaranteed to break a 20 or 40-yard run or a catch. So if they do that again this week and then some, again, we're better at the linebacker level, the Giants, from the first game, and we're better continually playing against that line. So if you continue to do that on the road, you should have some more success against McCoy.
Now, on the other side of the coin, the Philadelphia Eagles have not been very good defensively this year, although in the last two games they've only given up a combined 37 points. Fletcher and Williams, they're two corners, big, strong, physical. In fact, Fletcher had 5 pass breakups in that first meeting with the Giants earlier this year. He only has 11 on the season, which I think is tied for second in the NFL, but a big game against the Giants. And then Brandon Boykin, covering Victor Cruz in the slot, had a key pick in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, he did. And I think it's important that the receivers this week for the Giants, you know, have to win their one-on-one matchups. And you can't have any drops downfield. You can't have any quarterback-receiver, you know, miscommunication. That was improved in the Minnesota game, and that's going to have to continue to improve against these physical Philadelphia Eagles corners. So the receivers, I mean, even Brandon Myers, anyone who catches the ball this week has to be alert and has to do their job.
Now, you recall in that game also, the Eagles pass rush got the better of the Giants in the fourth quarter of that game. But for the season, they've only got 15 sacks. Connor Barwin leads the way with 3. And if you can believe it, linebacker Trent Cole has 0 sacks for the season.
Yeah, and I think Trent Cole knows that. And also, one thing for the Giants offensive line, obviously you've got a Cordell in its center. You're on the road. You've got the crowd noise you've got to deal with now, so you're going to have to really pay attention to that snap count, and you don't want to let those defensive linemen, you know, get a jump on the ball, because that could put you at a disadvantage and shrink that pocket for Eli Manning.
And finally, Roman, the Eagles have lost 9 straight at home, spanning the last 2 seasons. You know, the Giants finally had a chance to play with the lead against Minnesota. How important do you think that would be Sunday?
I think it's important to just start fast. You know, start fast on the road. I mean, this Eagles team has lost, you know, some games, just like the Giants have, but, you know, 3-4. But you want to start fast on the road and put some area of doubt in this opposing team.
All right, he's Roman Oben. I'm Paul Dottino. On Sunday, it's the Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles. Once again, an NFC East rivalry. You kind of love these games because you know they're going to be smash-mouth football. It all happens at the Link at 1 o'clock Sunday. So stick around. Till next week, we'll see you on Giants Press Conference Live.